Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of our history lesson discussion, hour number two on this Holy Friday, Good Friday, March 29th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We put those markers in past Jet Field for the podcast. A lot of people listening now on demand on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Just click on podcasts and you can listen anytime. And you've got other examples of history, I'm sure, of egos. And I believe it's kind of interesting. I got a text message during the break. Randy, it's interesting that most of his examples are men. How about the women of today with their egos?
True, but you know, throughout human history, this is just a fact. Throughout human history, men have led. Only occasionally, you'll have a Cleopatra. Occasionally, you might have a Jezebel. But generally speaking, throughout human history, men have led. And did God make men a little bit more like that? Yes, I think. And again, here's something of history. God, we were made in the image of God, mankind, both male and female. But in Genesis chapter 3, we fell. Adam sinned. And so the sin nature was passed down to all of us. Okay, so we live in a sin-cursed world, and we're fallen creatures to this day, all of us. That's why we need a Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins, was buried, and rose again from the dead to save us from sin, death, and hell. We have to have a Savior. But even when we get saved, even when we put our faith in the only Savior, Jesus Christ, we still battle ourself. The Bible teaches to die to self. So difficult to do. And some, you know, just so difficult to do. And it's mostly men, but women can do that too. Women can be like that. Not denying that, but it's been in human history, most examples is because men have led. That's just the way it's been. And call that sexist, whatever. It's just a fact. Obviously, we've never had a woman president, and I think it's unlikely that the next president will be a woman. Although it's possible if President Biden doesn't make it to the end of his term. Well, we shall see, right? I don't know. So there you go.
And Donald Trump is talking about two of his possible candidates are women that he's looking at for his vice presidency candidate that he's looking to pick.
Right. It might be a good political move. I'm not sure. It used to be that in case you guys care about this, it's not kind of off topic, that when a president would choose a running mate, he would sometimes he'd do it to balance the ticket from north to south, east to west. Or he would do it with somebody that if you were a governor, you'd pick a senator or a congressman, someone that had a little bit different background, could help you govern. So it's just different. Now it's almost completely political. Almost completely political. Why do you suppose President Trump chose Pence? That was kind of, you know, Pence knew the Congress and knew how to lead. And by the way, there's another example.
From the Midwest, Indiana, and had a very strong, tight relationship with the evangelical Christians.
Okay, let me give you this as another example, I think. You can get mad at me if you want. President Trump does not battle with too much humility, okay? He's not too humble. He is. he doesn't battle with that. I mean,
What is humbleness? He doesn't even know what the word is.
Okay, so he doesn't battle with too much humility. Nope. And now when he chose Pence, Pence readily accepted it. Now, and who wouldn't? I would have, of course. And he was, Pence, a good vice president, in my view, up until the very end, until what vice president thinks that he was thrown under the bus by the president. That's what he thinks.
A lot of Trump supporters.
Okay, and that is the latter is absolutely true. These people were breaking into the Capitol building saying "Hang Pence, hang Pence." And he really thought that his life might be in danger, and maybe it was.
Mm-hmm.
And you've heard me condemn that riot. It was terrible. Should not have done that. Okay, now Vice President, I heard him interviewed a week or two ago, and he was asked whether he would vote for President Trump. And he said, well, that's between me and God, and I'm not going to tell you I'm going to vote for him. And I was disappointed with that.
Absolutely. He's going to vote for Biden?
Yeah. So, look, Vice President Pence, of course you don't remember me. Why should you? But I met you. But look, the choice now is patently obvious. Just forget your ego. Yeah, maybe you were mistreated. But the country cannot abide four more years of Biden or Harris or whoever else they come up with.
Yep.
We must get all behind President Trump, swallow your ego, and say, yes, he's the best man. Now, by the way, excuse me, this is somewhat judgmental, but I think it's true. Vice President Pence knew of the ego of President Trump long before January 6th.
Oh, yeah.
He knew who he was dealing with, and he supported President Trump and did a good job, partly because that set him up potentially to be the next president. I mean, if you're the sitting, if President Trump would have won in 2020 and Pence was the sitting vice president right now,
he'd be the nominee.
Probably. He would be.
Nobody would have even ran against him.
So you can't. Don't tell me that that Vice President Pence doesn't have an ego. Don't tell me that. That's just, I don't believe it. I've just studied too much history. I read the Bible. I know people. People have egos, including vice presidents. So swallow your ego and support the President Trump and say, I'm behind this man because he is the best. He's the best guy we got for president. And I've long said that to everybody. Let's get behind the president. Now, if by some chance Governor DeSantis had won was the nominee apparent, I'd say get behind him. You got to get behind him.
Right.
I would have said that on the radio right now, but didn't happen. President Trump's the man. We get behind him. Whether he was your first choice or not, you get behind him. That's what we do. That's how you win. That's how you win elections. That's how you win wars. I'm going to go back to Eisenhower for a minute. Eisenhower was chosen by FDR and Churchill to lead the planning on the invasion of Europe, D-Day. And boy, this is a long story. He had so many generals telling him so many different things and this, that, and the other, different ideas of what's the best way to do it. He had to take all that information and come to a decision, a broad-based invasion at Normandy. Operation Overlord. And, you know, and he took responsibility because the day before, on June 5th, he wrote a note basically saying, in case things failed, you know, it's my fault. I made the best decision I could. It's not the fault of the generals. It's not the fault of the soldiers. It's my fault. Any blame comes to this. It's mine and mine alone.
Took full responsibility before it happened.
Yes, in case it didn't happen. The Brit that was in charge of the paratroopers, I can't remember the general's name, but he was thinking we were going to have 70% casualties of the paratroopers. And so there was big arguments. And the reason that we had paratroopers was to take pressure off the beach so that they couldn't bring all their men up to the beach. They would kill some of the paratroopers or fight them. Now, in the end, it was only 20%, which is high for a battle. That's a lot of. One out of every five men that jumped died, but it wasn't 70%. But let me say this: in as far as all the men that were on his council when he made the call. By the way, there's another issue here with Eisenhower. He had to make the call early in the morning, June 5th. Are we going or not? Is the weather breaking enough? Is the weather going to be good enough to go or not? And he just couldn't pull back and wait till July. So many factors in that. Just, we have to go. We're going. And they went. Now it's history. It's great. He's a hero, right? He became president of the United States. But at the time, didn't look like that. But all the generals, to their credit, they all said, okay, we're going. And they all took that and they all went. And they got behind the decision of Ike to go. And without that, you can't say, "Well, I'm not going to follow this or whatever." You can't do that. Armies don't work like that. Governments don't work like that. Political parties don't work like that. You got to stay behind. Things happen. Now, what happened in Michigan, in the Michigan Republican Party? What a mess! That is a whatever side you take on that. That's for sure. It is a mess. But you got to get behind leadership now. But there's nothing else you can do. You can make your arguments for this, that, and the other. You got to get behind leadership, or we're going to lose.
Well, I'm taking a different approach. I'm doing it at the county level. We're hosting events and raising money for each county party. $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 in these county parties that they've never had before. When's the last time your Emmett County's had, you know, more than $10,000 in the bank? If it's ran properly and events are done, Presque Isle is having an event on May 11th. Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad is going to be the keynote speaker. 600 seats. I believe the pricing is $50, $60 a ticket. And it's going to be sold out. You know, they're going to have so much money in Presque Isle County Republican Party. They're going to get their school board members, their county commissioners elected, state representative they've endorsed. They're going to do it at the county level. And we really, frankly, my dear, don't give a dang about the state party. And we really don't even care about the RNC. We're doing this at the county level. I'm sick and tired of I never got a check from Ron Weiser or Bobby Shostak the 6 years I was chair of Antrim County Republicans. I never got one dime. Why? Well, Antrim County is 60% Republican, 40% Democrat. We can spend the money elsewhere. Well, good riddance. Why do I even care they exist? I'm sorry. We don't have to get behind them. Who cares?
You want me to argue with you here?
Let's talk about that.
Here's the deal. You've got a limited amount of money. You got to throw your money at those races that need to be thrown at.
What races this year in 2024 specifically, what races is the state party responsible for per their charter, per their bylaws?
Oh, you did the United States Senate, I suppose. Okay. But
that's the only one.
Here's what I'm saying about money. If you're in a place where it's 60-40 Republican, you say, well, you know what? You don't need our money. Or if you're in a place that's 60-40 Democrat, sorry, you got to throw the money.
You don't need our money either because you're not going to win.
Exactly. You got to throw the money where it's close.
Amen. Final segment of today's discussion. We'll try to stay on topic and wrap it up. We'll be right back.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Welcome back into the show. Final segment of today's history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield. We'll go ahead and allow you to wrap up the lesson plan for today, sir.
Okay. Abraham Lincoln's the best example. He had ego. I mean, he always wanted to do something great. And when he was elected president, and he said it, it's probably true, circumstances that were harder than even that Washington faced. How are you going to hold a country together? He set down his ego to some measure, and on his cabinet he had William Seward, Salmon Chase, and Edward Bates, all rivals of his for the Republican nomination. And he had to manage egos and set his down. Now, he had to be in charge, and he was in charge. You got to be in charge. But the saving of the country was more important than his ego. And it didn't eliminate his ego, but it's more important than ego. See, this is the way it is. I mean, I have a lot of pastor friends. And sometimes we have to work together. Well, who's going to be in charge? Who's going to do this, that, and the other? Hey, the saving of the country, the winning of souls to Jesus Christ, the bring of revival, there's a saying, I don't care who gets the credit as long as the Lord Jesus Christ gets the glory, which is a good saying. It's, yep. it's hard to fight against. So Lincoln did overcome his own ego. He was still in charge, and he did have an ego. Early in his life, he knew. He could see that he was smart. He was smarter than other people. And real smart people can kind of see that about themselves. And he saw it. But in the end, I mean, he chose his rivals, and it was partly political because, boy, his job was not just to hold the country together. It was to hold his cabinet together and hold the Republican Party together. It was not an easy task, but he did it. And so the message then is we all have egos, but don't let your ego get ahead of your love of country or love for the Lord or the love for your church. And people were slighted. Somebody slighted me at church, and I didn't get this, that, and the other. I'm going to leave because your ego was hurt because you didn't get to make the decision, or a decision was made that you didn't approve of. Really, it's about ego. And God help us. We don't want to be like that. But, boy, you see this all through history. Virtually, I mean, I could have talked about JFK and LBJ. I mean, they were rivals for the nomination in 60, and then Kennedy chooses Johnson as his VP.
Right.
Okay. Probably a good choice politically, And there you go. I mean, this happens all the time. And believe me, LBJ had an ego, as did Kennedy. They all have egos.
Sure.
Okay? So there you go.
Well, a lot of people say, you know, that it's that energy in the universe, you know, the ego, the drive that makes you basically a great man, a leader, where without it, you probably can't even get elected to that high of office. It's almost like a prerequisite.
Yeah. Yes. Unless there were some extreme.
I mean, name one wallflower president.
Well, John Tyler, maybe. Well, I mean, if you're the vice president and you're chosen for strictly political reasons.
Yeah, and become president. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about somebody who actually runs on their own merit.
Right. It's just not going to happen. I mean,
Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, Biden, I mean, Trump, they all got egos.
Exactly right. 100%. That's the lesson. That is the way that is. Like, can you imagine standing up and saying, vote for me. I'm the man, the best man to be president of the United States.
Yeah.
You mean
I don't have
that.
An ego and I don't have a drive, but yeah, I'm the best man for the job. Yeah, that doesn't go over too good.
Yeah. Exactly right.
Hey, I sent you that video of those two sisters. Did you have a chance to look at it?
Yeah, I listened to it. Yeah, it was good.
I thought it was really good. And I've asked a couple of pastors to play it on Sunday because I think it ties Holy Friday, Good Friday, with Easter Sunday. And the words, the way they rewrote them, I don't know if you follow along on the karaoke script on the bottom, but I thought they did a really good job rewriting the words to that song.
Okay. Yeah, very good.
Yeah, and Sunday, of course. Now, typical Sunday service, as far as timing goes, for those who can't make it to church, 11 to noon will be hot and be ready to go.
Yes.
Because I know a lot of people are having extra services this Sunday. I saw one pastor, he called me and he said, hey, can I mention this? Because we're going to do an expanded Sunday service. And I was like, I'd better ask Rusty to make sure.
Yeah, we're 11 to noon. That's what we're doing. But we're having a early morning service at 8:30, followed by a breakfast, Sunday school, then church. No evening service on Sunday.
On Sunday. Okay, so you're doing something a little bit different. But as far as radio audience goes, 11 to noon will be the same.
Correct.
Okay, very good. Well, we appreciate you and good, maybe a good topic for this Holy Good Friday. That we have to think about our egos on this
day. Someday when we get to heaven, all those who have faith in Christ and have been born again, you know, that the bad part of it, of ego, will be gone. Now, will we want to accomplish things? It's not a sin to want to accomplish. Your desire to make a difference, that's not a sin. You know, that's not a sin.
Right.
You got to keep that under some measure of control. The constitutional, that's why we have a president, yes, who's in charge, but I mean, it's limited. I mean, they understood the nature of power. You can't give somebody too much power because it eats up. Power corrupts absolutely.
Absolutely. Yep. Well, you have a very blessed Easter weekend, sir, and thank you for everything you do for us.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you, Randy.
Thank you. Hour number three of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, Patriots. This is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tellini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Curtis Gunn.
Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm.